there's no such thing as Sacred Heart music. This music is Old Baptist music, Old Methodist music, Presbyterians. It's all types of music. It's in the Baptist book, Methodist book, and the Sacred Harp is merely the name of our songbook that was first published in 1844 by two Georgians, B.F. White and E.J. King. And when they got the book compiled, they wanted a name for it, and so they named it the Sacred Harp.
The music may be traditional, but the sound is unfamiliar to most Americans. It's a vocal style that harkens back to the psalm-singing schools of 18th century New England, although it survives as an active tradition today only in certain parts of the South, notably Georgia and Alabama. All the music heard on this program was recorded at a sacred harp singing in Bremen, Georgia, a typical gathering of the ordinary people who have one extraordinary thing in common, their love for this old music. The interviews were recorded at Bremen and at the 75th Annual Convention of the United Sacred Harp Musical Association at the Rocky Mount Primitive Baptist Church in Arab, Alabama. The music just heard was Sherburn, page 186 of the Sacred Harp Songbook, with words by Alexander Pope's old nemesis Nahum Tate and music by New Englander Daniel Reed, written in 1793. In just a moment, another 18th century hymn, Sweet Affliction, number 145, with words by Samuel Pierce and tuned by John J. Rousseau. I'm Cleve Callison, and I invite you to join me for a sampling of the music of the Sacred Harp Singers.